Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family. This is Khadija 7. I want to welcome everyone to another Wednesday evening. We're coming together to share, learn, build, grow, develop, network, all those good positive things. We get together every Wednesday at 8 o'clock so that we can basically kind of do roll call with everybody, make sure we're doing okay. Make sure we're doing physically okay, emotionally okay, spiritually okay. We get together, and this is family. We got two families coming together, and by the time we're finished with the show, we're all one big family. I want to welcome everyone. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. This is not easy to do. This is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. You know, we're busy, we have things going on, but, you know, I really want to thank everyone for taking the time out of their day to come and to share and grow and develop. As usual, you can check out this show and many of the other shows on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and you can go there, you can share the different podcasts, and if you like them to your page or just listen to them again, they get deep, and one of the reasons that they get so deep and get so heavy and they're profound is because we're all coming together to share. This is definitely a collective effort. It takes so much more than me, so much more than me and Mama Khadija to come together and to bring about this beautiful equation that equals A Wonderful Approach Radio. So I feel extremely honored to be, you know, just hosting how this is all going to work. As Wednesdays are, you know, Wednesdays are my heavy shrine days, and I have been working and cleaning and getting this together, and it has definitely been a work day for me. I can feel it, but it's a good feeling. It's a feeling of accomplishment. It's a feeling of, you know, I set out to make God a priority. I set out on this day to make sure that I handle that priority and handle my responsibilities before I do anything else. So I always feel real accomplished by the time 8 o'clock rolls around and I can look and see, okay, I've taken care of my obligations that I said I'm going to take care of. And it's always a great feeling of accomplishment for me. So I hope everyone else, you know, that's on this spiritual path with me, with us as family, you know, that you're taking out time each day, you know, just to make prayers and to acknowledge your, you know, the divine beings that work to protect you, to provide for you, but also that you have, you know, some additional time to where you're, you know, you're doing your spiritual self-care. It's so very important. But Wednesdays are my day for my spiritual self-care, and I feel great that I've gotten it taken care of and that I've accomplished that. As usual, my fabulous co-host, Mama Khadija, will be joining us. We're going to get her on the line and see how she's feeling, see how last week's show left her feeling when we were talking about the call for the prayer warriors. So let me see here. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How's everybody doing? I am blessed. I am so blessed. And I think most of us on this line, in fact, all of us, because we got our present this morning, a new day. That's quite an accomplishment. We are blessed to be here, not only to participate in this blog talk show, but to interact with our families, to, you know, go to work, to continue on with our businesses. So we're all blessed, and I'm blessed, and I can say that with conviction. Mm-hmm. Now, last week we talked about the call for prayer warriors, calling all prayer warriors. We heard from prayer warriors and prayer warriors in training. Okay. And I will take that from you, Seven, because you say that you are a prayer warrior in training, and I'm
That's
fine
right.
with that. But we got to pray. We've got to, you know, develop and build that relationship with our source And in doing so, we have to pray. Now, we also talked about last week the different kinds of prayer. Usually when we talk about prayer, we are talking about the spoken word. We're talking about whether it's a silent prayer, whether it's spoken out loud, but many times we're talking about that kind of prayer. But we were able to discuss some other ways of prayer, prayer through movement, prayer through song, prayer through instruments. Seven, I think you brought up the drum, and I neglected to mention chanting, but I have a sister friend who is a Buddhist, and her prayers basically consist of her chants. So that's another form of prayer. But whether you've been in a situation and had to pray your way out of it, and usually by the time you're an adult, you've been in a situation and you've had to pray your way out of it, or if you stood in the gap for a loved one, a family member, a friend, then I would say that you're at least a prayer warrior in training. Now, I can imagine that many of us over the past 10 days, definitely over the past week, did a whole lot of praying, because many of our listeners live in the area that was most hard hit by the hurricane 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the tropical storm, and now with all of the flooding. So many of us prayed for family, for friends, for our wonderful Approach family that lived in those areas that were heavily affected. And we just had to pray. We just had to pray, because when nature does her thing, there's no stopping Mother Nature now. No. We just have to go with the flow. And that's basically what we did. We made our prayers. We sent up our offerings. I talked with a sister in Virginia Beach who ended up having to evacuate. And it was kind of a false alarm. She didn't have to evacuate. But, of course, the government said that they had to evacuate because she lived in a flood zone. She ended up making a major sacrifice, Ademo, and, you know, to protect her home and her possessions. So we did a lot of praying over the past 10 days, but keep up the good work. Yeah. We have to keep praying. We got to keep that connection strong. We have to keep our foundation strong, and our foundation is built on our faith, and our faith is strengthened through our prayer, our you know, that connection with the Most High, with the Source. So we had an excellent time last week. A lot of people called in and talked about, you know, the way that they pray, you know, where they pray. We talked about making those little prayers in the car, going to work, you know, whatever it takes. Just keep that connection strong. So claim it. You're a prayer warrior. Claim it.
That's right. That's right. One thing I liked about the show last week, we were talking about the discipline it takes really to be that prayer warrior. You were telling us about an EI that we know that is 100% a prayer warrior, and just the amount of time and dedication it takes to learn prayer, to pour your spirit, and to really, really be confident and comfortable and knowledgeable in your prayer. And, you know, these types of things don't happen overnight. It really does take practice. Everything that we do, anything we want to do, it requires practice, consistency, patience, all of those things. So when it came to the prayer warriors, I really focused on understanding the discipline that it takes to really allow yourself to be studied in prayer. And everything is studied, everything we have to apply ourselves to. So and definitely always recognizing there's more to learn. You know, you may have your little thing down, but, you know, this particular prayer might be for protection. And then you wonder why your prosperity is just on the floor. So, you know, we have to understand the different needs for prayer, the different types. And so it was a very educational program. I really felt good about it. And, you know, we did a little roll call, too. So, you know, shout out to South Carolina, North Carolina, and a bit of Virginia. Actually, a little bit of Georgia, too. But, you know, shout out to everyone that really was impacted by the storm. And, you know, our heartfelt prayers go to those that are, have to go and rebuild now, you know, where things are, you know, not well. So, you know, as long as you have your health, you got what you need. And now we can build and grow from there, you know. So don't worry about any damage or anything else like that. Anything that got damaged in the storm can be replaced, can be repaired, or can be a memory. As long as you are here and safe, that's all that matters. So
yes, and I also want to mention that, you know, we're sending out condolences to the families that, that lost loved ones as well, because there were lives lost in this storm and all of the flooding, and that was sad. But we got to continue to pray. We just got to stay prayed up.
And it's interesting, you know, to come from that show, because that show was very, you know, serious. And I was like, the second that show was over, I said, I know the topic for next week's show. Now, the topic, sometimes the topics don't reveal themselves until Tuesday night. We have to wait for it to be given the topic. It, you know, we're not usually just sitting in our head brainstorming. But this topic was, it came easy. It was so clear. Living the dream. And in living the dream, I had to really stop and think about what does that mean to me? You know, how is living the dream, how is it spiritually related? How is it connected to, you know, why is it important to dream? Why is it important to incorporate it, you know, in our lives and everything else like that? And it really had me, I am a big dreamer. I'm constantly thinking. And, I mean, it's almost, I believe in the laws of attraction. My whole entire family does. But the youngest child has taken it to an art form. He is commanding in his law of attraction. And, you know, he will let you know. He told me just last week, he was like, it's not if I get it, it's when I get it. I said, oh, okay. And, you know, when a child speaks like that and when he knows the proper tools of making things manifest, I sit back and let him do his stuff. So, but really, I was like, what does it take to dream, and what does it take to live it? And how many of us are really living this dream? You know, I reached out, me personally, there are some people that I know, and I'm on the outside looking in, and I say, man, they're living the dream. And if you ask them, they might not be. They're like, no, this is work. And I'm like, but it's your work. It's your mission work. It's your desire. It's a passion. You know, it's more than just go clock in. Okay, yeah, I arrived. I'm doing the work and I'm leaving. It's way more. It's deeper than that. So there are a lot of people out there that have gotten in tune with an energy that they can create a dream into this reality. And that is amazing to me. Everyone can't do that. You would be surprised how many people live shells of life, you know, just like an empty life, because they're afraid to dream and they're afraid to live it. And, you know, I'm like, where's your faith at? If you have good faith, good, strong faith, you can live that dream, whatever the dream is. I know some people that have made dreams out of things. You're like, how is that possible? I'll look back and say, how are you doing that? How are you doing that? You know, I wanted to do that. I didn't even see a way to get that done. And they have made it into either a source of income. They've made it into a mission, a movement. They believed in it to that degree that it's now a living thing, and that's living the dream to me. And I think it's amazing. I think it's powerful, and I really hope that, you know, we get some callers that were willing to call in and press one and share what that dream is. And Mama Khadija, I want to ask you about your dream, but I just want to also clarify, living the dream to me is not a perfect, across-the-board, everything is lovely, skipping around, eating cotton candy type of thing. Living the dream actually be a lot harder than just, you know, sitting back working your 40 hours a week for 40 years. Living the dream means taking chances with your passion. It means exposing a piece of yourself to the world, possibly for criticism, you know, or critiquing. And, you know, living the dream sometimes doesn't go across all parts of your life. You know, sometimes you don't have the perfect kid and the perfect husband and the perfect job, you know. But, you know, tonight I would like to focus on what you do have, you know, what is really touching the core of you and what is making you feel like, man, this is good. This is really great. This is what I wanted. So, Mama mm-hmm. Teacher, what does living the dream mean for you?
Well, I first want to say that if you're not living your dream, then you're living someone else's dream. Mm. If you are not living your dream, then you're living someone else's dream.
Yeah.
I have in my life assisted in a major way of making two men that I worked for millionaires. And they were just in the back, you know, pushing buttons and whatnot. I was out front getting the customers, literally reeling them in. And after a while, I said, you know what? You know, I'm getting, you know, I'm not getting minimum wage or anything, but I'm not getting nowhere near what he's getting, and I'm doing all the work. And even though I enjoyed what I was doing, I had to stop and think, I can do this for myself
mm-hmm.
because I'm already doing it. So at that point, I realized that, you know, I was living his dream. I was putting all that energy. Now, a lot of times you have to participate in other people's dreams. Like I always tell people, to do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do, okay? So I'm not, you know, coming down on anybody that's working a job that they're not happy in. Sometimes it takes that. Sometimes
yep.
it takes, you know, not having your own place, having to share living space with someone. Sometimes that might even mean sleeping on the sofa somewhere. Sometimes that might mean, you know, not having reliable transportation, having a little putt-putt. But when you put the energy and time into your dream, watch it unfold. Watch it unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to make the sacrifice of letting go of what we already have in order to achieve that goal as well. So there are a lot of moving parts to living that dream. But for me,
mm-hmm.
living the dream basically means doing what makes me happy. And I have to have a real clear understanding of what I enjoy doing, what I'm passionate about. And, of course, that's going to involve not only me and my family, my community, but many, many other people. So I have had many dreams, and sometimes those dreams have changed over time. You know, as you mature,
right.
sometimes those dreams may change up on you. But just being in a place of peace and passion will allow you to really live that dream. You know, if you can think it, or if the spirit gives it to you, or if you have one of those aha moments, that's the first step. The second step is believing in it. You got to believe in it, because if you don't believe in your product, if you don't believe in your service, then how are you going to convince someone else to? So you gotta think it. It's gotta come to you. You've gotta believe it. You've gotta work hard for it, and then you will achieve it. There was a television show. It was on VH1 that talked about how the singers of today got to, and the actors, how they got to where they're at. And what we see is a new actor on the big screen, and, oh, wow, that's a lovely job, and that was an awesome role or whatever. But that person might have sold pizzas, might have cleaned the laundromat at night, whatever. And that's why I like that show, because it showed
a process. This person didn't get here overnight. You know, this money didn't fall in the company's hands overnight. There was a process. And believe you me, that process more than likely it dealt with entailed a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of prayer. So, you know, and that's what I've been all about. Sometimes you have these late bloomers. I call myself a late bloomer, although I've been living my dream for quite a while. But you have these late bloomers that, you know, 40 years goes by, 50 years go by, and they're still not doing what they want to do. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can do what you want to do, even if you do it on a part-time basis. Get started. Even if you are living someone else's dream, squeeze your time in to live your dream on a part-time basis until you can get it full-time for you.
That's right. That's right.
So another area that I constantly think about, and when I make my prayers, I always include these things in, like we talked last week about the chapters of prayer. And one of my chapters is, you know, thanking the Most High for the success in my businesses. And what does it take to have a successful business? And I pray for these components. I pray for concentration. I pray for focus. I pray that I continue to work hard. And I pray that I persevere, that I continue, that I have that stick-to-itiveness, that I don't give up. So with those four things, time basis, you'll achieve your goal. You will live that dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to share, you know, some of my little, I'm going to call them scary moments, but just, you know, my little butterflies as to how you start to know you're living your dream. In just a moment, there's a caller that wants to speak, and so I wanted to acknowledge the caller real quick, and then I'll get to my story. Is that all right with you, Mama Khadija?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, caller 0556, welcome to the show. If I can do this correctly.
Greetings.
Welcome. Greetings. How are you?
Good. This is Rasta, Omi, and Big Sis. How are you?
Hey, Rasta, Omi.
Wonderful. Love this call. Oh, my gosh. Great topic.
Yeah, living the dream. You are definitely one that I think lives the dream, okay? Tell me about your dream. I can see it on my side, but I don't know what the original dream was.
A lot of people think I just came up with the name, but actually Keepers of the Culture was a community business, crystals and things like that, growing up as a child when I was like little on St. Helena Island. And I remember the things in my culture. Frogs are very important. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Gullah Gullah Island off of Nickelodeon. But a major part of that show was the frog. And the frog name was Binya Binya Pollywog. Well, basically, frogs are ancient. They even have a tie to our weather, our rain. And in our culture, you know, we honor them. So that energy behind the frogs, you know, they Binya. You know, we just come ya. So we call them Binya Binya. So the story behind that. So back to the store, it had little trinkets in it that kept our culture going. So when I was in college, I've always wanted a business, and I started doing research about my family. The name came to me in a dream. It needs to be Keepers of the Culture. And as I continued on my spiritual journey, I found out in, you know, ATR, African Traditional Religion, that, you know, in what we practice and what we teach, we are the keepers of the culture, you know. And, you know, by even with a wonderful approach in Mother Eagle Ministries, by y'all observing the culture, you are preserving it So you have to be actively engaged in it to make a change. So this is wonderful. So when I accepted, when I showed appreciation, and when I applied, that's when I really was like, okay, I got it. That's when I was really, really happy, because I had to accept where I was at and show love and appreciation just at this very moment. And it was, and from there, it just flew. You have to appreciate where you at before you can go anywhere. And then with the tools and meeting people and the studying and the practicing and the more studying and more practicing, you meet people and elders, because you need your elders to help guide you. So that's when I'm at the most happiest, is when I can pass on the tools that have been given to me, because I don't, I'm not just going to sell you a sage stick and tell you going about your business. No, I'm going to tell you why you need it, what it's going to do. And if you need more help, I got a couple of elders in my pocket that I'm going to send you to as well. So that's what being a true keeper of the culture, you know. And people like to say my network. Well, literally speaking, your network is your village. And how you operate, how you adjust your energy, how you vibrate, how you love, how you do the work, you are going to attract the people to help you accomplish your goals and your dreams. And I can say that I have all that in doing my business currently. And then, you know, I kind of feel bad saying I, because it's no I in Keepers of the Culture. It's we. It's a collection of other people doing the same work in their communities. And we just doing it together. This phone call is a reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It takes a village. This right here, speaking to the community, people responding, this is when I'm my happiest, because it lets me know someone's getting it. So I'm like, reach out. This is why we on this call every Wednesday. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call. This is what community work is. You are not alone. Call somebody. Call Seven. Call Mother Eagle. Call me. Call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Open your doors, and if you're not operating in love, then why are you on this call?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta operate in love.
That's true.
All the time.
That's always the bottom line. That's always the bottom line.
So
love is always the bottom line.
And that's why I'm successful. Just love.
I had a warrior tell me, love is the strongest emotion. It's the only thing that won't run out. Hate, anger, all that stuff runs out. Time heals those things. Love just grows. So love is the strongest answer. When you're working in love, you're going to work for a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Add your ancestors. Ooh, unstoppable.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We got nothing to worry about. And then the little things you don't worry about. And see, and that's true teaching. When people come and they be desperate and say, sis, I need your help, I'm like, nah, I'm going to help you find that power within you. What you coming to think you paying me for? No, you got. Let me show you something.
Right.
How's your prayer life?
That's my
number one. Mm-hmm.
The foundation.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in and telling us about living the dream. Appreciate you, and I'm gonna come back to you in a little bit, right?
Ashe, yes, ma'am.
Well, let me before you get off the telephone. Who is this praying grandmother?
Praying grandmother. I would have to say that would have to be Evelina, because I grew up with my great grandmother till the age of 97, and Gullah Geechee, we some praying people. We have prayer houses throughout the community. They have them locally. You can go visit, but we know the power of prayer. We know that God is within everything. We go out in nature and do a lot of praying, a lot of wood stuff with us. We prayers. prays. My childhood. I've always had guidance with prayer. There was always an elder at my bedside to say my bedtime prayers. And you know, I'm realizing, you know, what I got, the jewels that I got growing up coastal in South Carolina. Yeah. That's Evelina. I feel it. It's got me tingling.
Okay. Yeah. But she's definitely showing up. I'm like, we got a praying grandmama here.
That's
how her ancestors roll, though. They are real.
Yeah.
they're letting you know, I'm right here, you know.
Always.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Awesome. Ashe, love you both.
Love you more.
Amen. That one thing that she, you know, she said but she didn't directly say is that she's been doing this a long time. And I think, Mama Khadija, you had touched on that too, where don't worry about today and tomorrow. Think about this as just a part of your life. You know, when you were trying, when you were living your dream, don't think, oh, I'm trying to get to that $1 million. Because when you're living your dream, you're going to realize that money has very little to do with it. I know people that make money only to buy more beads. They, you know, they're making money so that they can reinvest some more money. You know what I'm saying? They're making money so that they can learn something else, a new technique, and try this and do that and everything else like that. I know, you know, most people that I know that are living their dream, very rarely is there a reference of money. Now, we need money to keep the living part, you know, lights and, you know, house and stuff like that. But, you know, more supplies, more adventures, more retreats, more whatever you're looking for, but that's not the focus. The focus tends to be the passion. You know, the focus tends to be, you know, I live my dream and I'm home at a decent hour to be with my little ones, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm living my dream. For me, we're going on more adventures. I love adventuring. If I have a car, gas money, I'm out. I'm gone. And that's part of living the dream for me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love hearing about those passions, those things that keep you going. And most of the time when you hear those passions, you'll hear things like Spirit said, God showed me in a dream. You know, my ancestors left this for me. You'll see that not only was it a deep passion, but it came from a divine source. You know, it didn't come from, you know, my college advisor or anything like that. It came from a divine spiritual encounter. So I love it. The phone lines are on go. So if you want, if it's okay with you, I'd like to grab another call, Mama Khadija.
That's great.
Okay, I got 1418. Opening up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Little Miss Sunshine
Greetings.
Here. Can you hear me okay?
I got
Little
you.
Miss Sunshine.
Hi, Little Miss Sunshine. How are you?
Wonderful, and I just want to first say, so wonderful to hear your voice, Mama Khadija. It's been too long.
Okay, who is Little Miss Sunshine?
This is Sister Aminette.
Yes. That's Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes, it is.
I was quoting Khadija, so, you know, I was just, you know, going with the flow.
Okay.
I won't keep you long. I just wanted to be short and sweet because I had to get to a conducive environment to be able to talk. So,
are you with me?
I forget who said it, but I. If you do what you.
You're going in and out. If you do, say it again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. If you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Which is, so true, because like the other lady two calls away was saying, the passion that you have, it'll drive you. And I didn't comprehend that when I was younger, because I was chasing someone else's dream of what they thought I should be. But I've always, if you stay true to who you always have been, you will find who you are a lot quicker, which is what I hope to be, is going on eldership will help the young people to do and stay true to themselves and nurture them to who they are, not who we wish we would have been through them. And then I think the better we will be. I know everything happens for a reason. And so one of my passions, I have two, being a massage therapist. Of course, I'm always a helper, a giver, because I don't like people to be in pain and whatever life that was that started that, you know. I love what I do, so even though I might be working, like you said, Seven, that it's a good thing because it's what I love. I love making people feel better. Well, I also found another love, and just to touch on that, is freedom. So what I just want everyone to picture with me, you know, like they used to say on Golden Girls, she said, Sicily, picture it. Well, I want y'all to picture what this world would look like if we didn't have to worry about a 9-to-5 per se. There would be no reason to have latchkey kids because you could have your children wherever you are. There wouldn't have to be any violence because everybody would be fed. Because mainly we have all of these crime on crime is because people are trying to survive out here for the natural things that we should be given anyway. Everybody has the right to have the air we breathe, yet they're going to try to charge you for it. I mean, that's a natural thing given from the Most High, really. So because we're put in a point that we have to fight for our right just to be who we naturally are, everybody has a right to eat. Why was the Earth, Mother Earth, you know, she provides for everybody. It's just big people who want to take over and be greedy. But it's abundance for all. But to go back to my point as far as freedom, I found a wonderful thing that is helping people and helping families not only get freedom now, so all these elders won't have to work at Walmart being a greeter, and they can enjoy their golden years, but you can also pass it on to your children's children. Because even though Seven is a terrific person in what she does, she cannot pass that on to her children. She cannot give her job to her children. No matter how much education she has, it just that's not how things work in this world. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we, instead of leaving debt and have to do GoFundMe pages just to bury a loved one, we have that generational wealth to be able to do whatever we need for our loved ones. I mean, look at my parents. They're getting elderly. I appreciate if I'm able to not have to worry about putting them in a home where they get beaten and everything. I could have someone have 24-hour care for them because I would have that wealth. I would have that time freedom. I would have that financial freedom. I'm just putting that out there. I really see the world being so much better if we don't have to fight for just the rights of us just to be human beings. And that's what we are. We shouldn't look at all the colors. Yeah, that's the thing. But we all mixed up now, so we might as well just accept the Crayola box that we are, you know?
That's right.
Okay. I'm just saying because I just being real, as they say, for real, I've been in situations where someone that didn't look like me didn't look out for me, but somebody that, I mean, that did not look out for me, no, let me say it right, that did not look like me looked out for me, and people that looked out for me that didn't. So I'm like about this, where's your heart? Where's your heart? Because the heart is where it's at.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to let myself rock. You can enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you, little Miss Sunshine.
Okay, little Miss Sunshine.
Wait a minute. And my daughter, I guess she wants to say something right quick if you don't mind.
Okay, greetings.
Bye.
Say it.
Hello, my name is Kimani, and I love the Let's Go Weekend, because every time I hear go and everything we do, I will do my best. We are full steam ahead.
All right. Doing your best. Look, amen for that. Amen.
And
thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Let me give her something that one of my patients taught me years ago, and I hope that you will share this with her, Sister Almanette. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better best.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I always talk about children.
I say.
I work with children. I work with all kinds of children. And when it comes to living the dream, their brains are ready. You don't have to undo a whole lot of doctrine, and you don't have to redo and overdo or anything else. When it comes to the young people, they still believe, and that belief helps them to live their dream even bigger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can't squash that. We have to find ways to encourage it. And, you know, they start asking children, you know, kindergarten, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you get some of the most honest answers at that moment. You know, we have to be able and ready to work with our youth to let them dream and us encourage them in their dream. They're able to hold a lot more information than sometimes we as parents give them. So I just wanted to say that, you know, we always go into the kids for a second because we have to. They're our future. They're such a big part of our current. And so, you know, shout out to Miss Kumani for doing her best. And I really like that. Say that one more time, Mama Khadija.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better best.
Okay. I mean, I'm about to be 47, and I'm like, I got it. I'm receiving this. You know, this is good. So, amen, amen. As you can hear, we are deep in our conversation. We're talking about living the dream. If you would like to speak, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know on the switchboard that, you know, you'd like to come into the conversation. We got a lot of people out there living the dream. And so in my phone, I only know certain phone numbers by heart because, you know, the phone does all that for me. But I've known this phone number forever. This is my middle sister, Aisha. Welcome to the show. Mm. I think you're first time on the show.
Hey, y'all. No, this is not my first time, but excuse my voice. I'm so
mm-hmm.
sorry. I actually did a great job teaching today and was very excited. And so my voice is a lot hoarse.
Okay.
But you are talking about living the dream, and I've heard a lot of different angles and perspectives on that, just that living the dream. For me, My best dream is the one that I am constantly creating. And so as I constantly create my dream, I speak it into existence. So for me, I always get what I want. I've always been getting what I want for a long, long time. And so it used to make me like a spoiled brat, but as an adult, I feel more grateful and have a real big attitude of gratitude that I am blessed to get what I want, like, all the time. And so the life that I want and the life that I desire, you have to work at it. You have to put in time. If you want to be a teacher, I'm a teacher. If you want to be a teacher, you have to go to school. You have to go to college. If you want to be a model, you have to take modeling lessons. if you, you know, whatever it is that, that you want and you desire for your life, you can make it, and you can speak your existence and work hard for your existence and just speak it into, speak your dream into reality. So, I mean, since 1997, I have been zero stress. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to do anything that can put a negative spin on my life. I'm going to just speak positivity, and I'm going to just encourage, you know, happiness and the silver lining and everything. And, you know, sometimes I don't get what I may want, but then in hindsight, you see, oh, man, I didn't even want that in the first place.
Okay.
So my thing is just your dream, just you can make it. The sister that, you know, just said she's a massage therapist, and, you know, that was what she worked for. That's what she spoke into existence. She went to school for it. Practice doing it, and so as you are living your dream, it's like a working document. It's not something that you just say, this is what I want and this is how I want it. But if you have a bottom line and you speak to that bottom line, and honey, God is gonna bless you so much. Just like I feel like I've been blessed in my life just by believing in God and believing that everything that is for me. Y'all remember that little rabbit that Zainab used to like? My little sister used to love this rabbit. And the little crazy rabbit that said rude stuff. And it was a shirt, and it said, I'm not psycho. I deserve all my stuff. You know,
right.
it was something like that. But it's just, you know, sometimes your dreams are big and crazy, and you're like, who am I? What am I doing? But you're not crazy. You know, you deserve everything that God has for you. And so my dream, I am living it. I told Khadija, I said, I don't even know if I can come on because I may have something to go live my dream. I may be going out tonight and living my dream, honey. I can't stop and pause and get on the telephone. But
I'm glad you were able to.
I'm so glad I was able to. Come on. And just, you know, for real, that's I live my dream every day. I've spoken it into existence and followed that work up by belief. Not believing in fear, not believing in worry, not believing in discouragement, finding the silver lining in everything. Sometimes things are great. Sometimes things are, like, amazing. That means bad. And, you know, but it's still amazing. It's still your life. Speak that dream into existence and live your life.
Amen.
Thank you so much
for calling in.
I want to say something about something Aisha said that I completely overlooked. Everything she said is true. She gets what she wants. Okay.
Yes, she does.
But
yes,
what
she does.
You said that makes all the difference in the world is that you have to believe that you are deserving.
Amen.
How many people don't achieve their goals, don't live their dreams, because somewhere deep down inside, they don't believe they deserve it.
Mm.
Oh, that's too much. You mean to tell me I'm going to do this and I'm going to be that? Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
That is a major thing that I completely overlooked. You have to know that you are deserving.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's something
I
see that children do. Children, they don't worry about it.
Oh,
my
kid
just ate a whole bag of candy. They want another piece of candy. You know, that they don't care about those things. They don't think about worth. All they think from such a pure mm-hmm. desire, and they focus everything on it. You know, they're not thinking mm-hmm. about house bill, electric bill, car, but they've got one thing. I want that one piece of candy. And so they stay so focused on it and not worried about what could happen. Oh, it could give me a cavity. They don't think about that. They're thinking from a pure sense of desire until it becomes a passion. And so, and that's how they keep getting what they want.
Right.
That's how they keep getting it.
And speaking about passing it on to your children, my son is 18. And whatever he says he's going to do, he does it. And so in life, I don't worry about him at all because he is driven to the point. Now, the things that he wants to do may not be the things that I want him to do, but the things that he wants to do are good and fine for an 18-year-old child. And when he tells me, you know, Mama, I'm going to do this, I say, okay. And that's what he does. And so, you know, if we get rid of that doubt, doubt is a dream killer. Worry is a dream killer. Fear is a dream killer. And, you know, I'm just trying to live my life all negativity. I mean, not just, I'm just talking about the smallest little bit in your mind can it'll just throw everything off track.
Yeah.
And so, yes, believe that you deserve it. Just know that nobody can take anything that you want away from you because God wants it all for you. Everything that you want, everything that you desire, your heart's desire, but you just have to believe. And not fear and like not believe like say out your mouth oh I believe like really believe
put the work in put the work in that's right amen well thank you so much for tuning in and sharing the dream
and keep living your dream because I'm watching
absolutely
I'm taking lessons.
Okay. The K and K. Thank you so much.
The K and K. Y'all have a great evening. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I tell people if I used to stumble, it'd be over a bag of gold. That's what I used to always say. I said, this child gets what she wants. Okay, she got a leprechaun in her pocket. and it comes from a sense of that pure desire. You know, I want something that's positive. I'm going to share. I mean, there's not anything that she has gotten that she has not shared. I mean, she should out the blue. Hey, I'm sharing this with you. I'm sharing that with you. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate it. So, you know, absolutely. When you got somebody working, evolving, sharing, that's a big part of it. You know, I did a lot of reading and a lot of writing and, you know, talking about those first fruits and sharing. Everything she gets, she shares. You know, she's sharing her dream. And when you share, you get it a whole lot faster. I mean, this is just something that I know. This is a secret, you know. This is part of the laws of attraction. When you share, you get it back so much quicker. And so you'll find generous people who can't give it away faster than they earn it, faster than it's coming back and everything else like that. That's part of that cycle of positive energy. You know, you give, it comes back. You give, it comes back. And so I just adore that, you know, people really put that energy out there. You know, one thing I know for me, you know, and part of my dream, the dream has been, and I've done a lot of thinking about it to try to clarify what it is. Part of my dream is to lead people closer to God. And that can be done in so many different kinds of ways. It can be done directly and indirectly. And I say closer, if you're an inch closer, you're closer. I've done my job. I'm going to leave you alone. But my job is to really help people on that path to their highest power. That's my goal. That's my dream. And I have seen this dream morph and shift. I have seen this dream go from exposing to educating to, outreach. There's been so
action.
Many different
mm-hmm.
to actions. There's so many different aspects to this dream, but I'm still living my dream because I know in my mind and in my heart and in my spirit what I want and what I want to do. And I wake up every morning with new ideas and plans how I can achieve my dream. And it never stops for me. It never stops changing. It is a constant goal. It is a goal that I think about with every word that I say to every person. Every person I come in contact with, I want them to leave with a sense of, I feel closer to God. I really do feel as if I can reach out. I feel as if I'm more worthy. I feel more passion, more compassion. So, when you are aware of what your dream is, you will see there are probably 1,000 different ways to achieve this. And so you don't have to stay on one path. As long as you are, quote, unquote, living the dream, you're walking in the direction of your dream. My dream is not an end goal. It's not an end person. It's a process and a journey that I love. I love seeing that light come on in somebody's head and someone's heart when they have gotten closer. And the closer you get, the bigger it gets. And that brings me such joy. That is my dream. And I go to sleep thinking about it and wake up in the morning, how do I get you closer to your dream? How do I get you closer to what I know is going to protect you, sustain you, love you, provide for you, all of that? So one thing about your dream, don't look at it as something that I have to achieve this in 1 year or, I have this degree, so I should be able to do that. No. Allow your dream to be the journey of it, whatever it is. If you're dreaming of achieving this goal and this goal, allow it to be a process and a journey that can renew itself. One thing Aisha said so strong and so correct is that, this is something that she allows to change in her life. She doesn't hold herself at this age, grown, graduate student, this. She doesn't allow her 16-year-old dream to hold/limit her to where she is now. She's now evolved and morphed into something completely different that now suits her, even at this level. So your dream can be allowed to grow and to change as you grow and change. Mama Khadija, have you always had, one dream, one focus, or has it started looking like this and then grown into something else? And how did your dream expose itself to you? How did it make itself known in your life?
Well, I was asked many, many, many years ago, if money was not an object, what would I do? And it's just basically continued from there. At that point, I had to do some personal inventory and think about my passion and where that was at. Mm-hmm. And then I just allow my passion, it's like a wave. I just ride that wave, and I've ended up here. I've always had a lot of passion and a lot of dreams in a lot of different directions. But what consoles me is that they've all been good, and they've been good not only for me but for my family, my community, and in a global sense. They've all been very positive. So in that, I can say that at least my dreams have been consistent, consistently good, consistently for the good of humankind. Mm-hmm. And wherever the Spirit leads me, in fact, I have so many areas and ideas that I embrace as dreams. I have asked God, please, you know, let me embrace this first, you know, don't give me any more, you know, I'm filled up, you know, let's make this work. So I'm one of those people that gets a lot of information from a lot of different sources, and I've never gotten information on something that I wasn't passionate about. When I sit back and think about it, I said, yeah, that's phenomenal. That is really, really good. I would love to lend my life to that. So that's basically how my dreams have come about. And, of course, things have changed as I've matured, as I've grown, as I've evolved spiritually. But like I said, the good thing about it is that they've all been consistently good. So,
amen.
And not selfish, and not selfish. Now, one thing I want to share with the audience is that something else, you know, I've been on this earth for almost 66 years now. And so I've listened to a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people say things. You know, I've had a number of teachers, guides, mentors, you know, and, of course, you know, in the physical but also in the spiritual world. And I came across this probably 25 years or more ago. And it basically, in dealing with my dreams and the things that I've wanted to do, I wondered why sometimes things don't happen when you want them to happen. And this person told me that God gives us three answers, and all I could think of was two. But she said that God tells us yes, no, or not now. She said, don't take your not now as a no. You know that it's good. You know it was divinely given, but timing is very important. So yes, no, or not now. So it went, while we're thinking about this dream, while we're trying to make it work, don't give up. That may be God saying, not now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stop, then you stop.
You all know.
What
right.
you need to do
right.
is continue. You'll never know whether this is going to bear fruit. So not now means just that. Continue to work. Continue to seek. And that not now will turn into a yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things I'm also very passionate about when it comes to anything spiritual, even carnal, is that we need good people around us. It's not just us. You know, to have someone that can give you those words of encouragement, to have someone who can build and grow and develop with you, all of that is so real.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, you know, we have to be able to have those people around us that can tell us, look, it's, you know, this is just a not right now. And if you get a not now, don't take it as a punishment. You know, don't take it as you did something wrong. Sometimes that not now is for your own protection. So
that's
you
right.
have to, you know, that's part of trusting in God. That's part of faith. That's part of belief. You know, you have to know that, you know, all of this is done for a reason. And that is going to help you in understanding what needs to happen from there. Mom Khadija, I got another call coming through. I'd love to answer it.
Okay.
All right. And I know this one, 1457. Welcome to the show.
Hey, family. How we doing?
Greetings.
We're doing
greetings.
Well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm
awesome.
Calling because I'm going to go down a different path of living a dream. And my part is unfulfilled dream. And the reason why I say it's unfulfilled is because I was going to school, almost had my bachelor's degree for office manager. And the reason why I say it's unfulfilled is because I got hit with a disability that stopped me from going to school. But that was my dream, was being a medical office manager. So, but now I'm working on a new dream, and that's being me, you know, taking care of myself, doing my prayers, doing my spiritual work, you know, helping out when I can. That's my new dream now. So that's why I was saying it was an unfulfilled dream, but it's still, the passion is still there for me to do other things. So, you know, God took me down a different path now.
And guess what? That happens too. That happens where if we're needed in another place, God will put us to the other place. You know, he's like, okay, that's wonderful. I have enough office managers, though. I need you over here. And because I'll never forget, let me see, how many years ago was that? Maybe 15, maybe 12, 15 years ago. I had a really nice job, a really, really nice job in Atlanta. And I got laid off. And I was like, okay, well, I'm praying for a job, but I don't want a job that's going to take me out of the house and have me, you know, working so many hours outside of the house. And that job never came. It never, ever came. And I knew why. I knew it was because of kind of like the stipulations I had put on it. It's like if I had said, oh, give me another job, I would have had another job. I was highly qualified. But I begged and pleaded for a job that would not take me away from my children. And those kind of jobs that I was working, you know, work easy 60 hours a week and, you know, 2-3 hour commute. And I was out of the house. I was away from my children. And at that time, my youngest was, you know, months, and maybe 2 years. So, you know, I knew at that time, even though I had dreamed and worked on this whole tax accounting idea, I knew in my heart that I really wanted to be able to focus on having children and raising my children and really putting that time and energy and massage into my children. And so so on one hand, I could look at it as a dream unfulfilled because I never went back into the accounting field. But I can also look at it as an opportunity to spend some time doing, you know, something that was really closer to my heart and, you know, spending that time with my children and raising them. And so that unfulfilled dream, even though it happened, and it happens to a few of us, but what that could be is a way of fulfilling another piece of you. And we always have to take that into consideration.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So thank you so much for calling in and letting us know how that is. And also, you know, going into our toolbox and thinking about ways of coping through that. Because I can tell you with the tax accounting thing, I had invested at least eight, 9 years in formal education. And so to step away from that, I was stepping away from a pretty large investment of time and energy. But
money.
At the same time, they still call me for money, okay? So time, energy, money invested, opportunity cost, you know, the money that I could have been making, all of that was part of the sacrifice. And it was a very intentional sacrifice because I wanted to interact and be more of the mom at home for the little people. So, yeah. it is definitely something to think about as we're going through and making these dreams. Your dreams should change, evolve, and grow like you do. You know, you should see a change in your dreams. So, you know, I encourage everybody, you know, don't try to live an outdated dream. Don't try to live an outdated dream. You have to live the dream that is working for you.
Don't live an outdated dream. Okay.
Just like you can't live someone else's dream. You know, it's not healthy to spend your time and all your time and energy working someone else's dream and giving nothing to your own. Now, you know, most of us have day jobs, and that's fine. But you need to have a little piece of yourself saved for you and what you want to build and who you want to be.
That's right.
And, I mean, nowadays they're showing so much information about people that are, you know, forgive me, this is not politically correct, but I would say, like, plus-size models. They're showing a lot of things, like, you know, I saw this one sister doing yoga, and whenever I see yoga, I'm like, wow. But, you know, she was, you know, a little smaller than me, but she was not a very small woman. And she was getting into all these yoga poses, and I'm looking at her like, how are you doing that, you know? And so they are now tearing down constantly what would be barriers before. They're not holding those barriers anymore. You know, a lot of people now are living their dreams unapologetically.
And I want to say this about living your dream, too. Don't be afraid to start small.
Amen.
You know, don't be afraid to start on your kitchen table, you know, in your basement. I talked with a sister a couple weeks ago who makes a shea butter product that is absolutely wonderful. I call it a body smoothie because it's not only smooth and it not only smells good, but it nourishes your skin. And I was telling her, I said, why don't you have this on the market, you know? And, of course, she's looking at the big picture. She's looking at, you know, fancy bottles and labels and squeeze things and, you know, tubes. And I said, look, there's a company that is now a big company, and I'm going to say the name, Carol's Daughter, who started, I think she said she started in her mom's kitchen or in her auntie's kitchen. And now I'm seeing commercials on television. I'm seeing, you know, giveaways where she's giving away all this stuff. It's a mainstream product now. But she started right there in her kitchen. And I know that Oprah did a show about women that got started. All of them were millionaires now. But they got started on the kitchen table. They got started in a corner in the basement. So don't be afraid to start small. If you and a lot of people in the music industry, they'll tell you they started selling CDs out of the trunk of their car. You know, they started selling those CDs in the Walmart parking lot. You see these people come up to you and ask, "Oh, you want to support me and buy my CD? Just give me a contribution or whatever." But it gets out there, and the next thing you know, you see them on television. You know, they are part of some type of awards ceremony, singing, rapping, or whatever. So we can't be afraid to start small and stick with it and work hard and watch it grow.
Absolutely. I have another caller that wants to see, and this is probably going to be my last caller because we got to get into our prayer session. Let me see. 1609, welcome to the show. Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Greetings.
Greetings.
All right. So is this a Bimbala? Oh, the line.
Yes, it is. It is I.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, let me ask you, because you're someone who has been living the dream for a very long time. As we get ready to wind down the show, what is it like living this dream? How do you have? Do you feel like you have to protect the dream? You know, what is this like for you?
Work.
Okay.
Lots of work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Living the dream is a lot of work. You got to deal with responsibility. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of your energy. Your ups, you have your downs, but the biggest, you got to stay motivated, inspired,
mm-hmm.
and always remember that the struggle is for real throughout your success, and that mm-hmm. you know people around you, especially families, are also impacted for what you do and how you do them. So there are multiple avenues of understanding. And, of course, there's still multiple avenues of growth and development. You always want to keep your multiple streams of income and to make sure that you have family members or your wife or your husband, that they are very balanced in their thinking when it comes down to what you do and how you do it, especially when it comes down to family and living that dream. Sometimes the dream can be disrupted from time to time,
right,
due to uncertain circumstances. You know, things come, but the outcome and your movement can turn trash into treasure. So
mm-hmm.
you got to always put that in perspective and how you get it. And to always write down those aspirations and write down those avenues of success into which you want to even improve. You know, it's always good to always know that you can improve your success
mm-hmm.
and move it forward. You know, and to always have something to call your own. So yeah, it's always been in that form. And sometimes your success can even take years, depending on how you move with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this, because you've had different layers of success, you know, different levels. Do you ever sit back and be like, okay, I'm going to stop right here, and this is all I need and everything? Do you ever just like just stop and say, okay, I've got it, I'm done?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in a different playing field, because especially being black in America, our achievements and what we need to do are so great. We have so much to achieve as far as in our own educational system. We need to have our own businesses of our own, have to build and have our own independent structure. And on top of what you're doing, still sustain and maintain a strong family on both ends, from, like I said, from a husband, wife, and a child, and for those who are inspired to have children. So my goals and my aims have always been higher than most, but I believe that the success is always should be moved by everyone. That we should always want to encounter, to encourage, and have our own, you see. And for me, like I said, our own curriculum, our own education system, and like I said, our own businesses into which we inspire and grow, and that will be the most sustainable growth and development of our own. And it gives us the time that we will need for our own. You know, so is enough of enough? No.
Okay.
At least for me, I can never have enough. Because it's just the opportunities in all areas, in all sectors, you know, they continue to grow and nurture and mature. And
mm-hmm.
as we continue to grow and nurture and mature, so does technology. So we're now advancing in a more modernizing world, into which most of the world has even bypassed America. You know, they're moving, at least in most countries like China, they're
I'm moving it.
Yeah, 15 to 20 years already ahead of the game as far as America's concerned.
Okay.
So is enough of enough? No. It's not enough. Because
mm-hmm.
knowledge never stops.
mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. You know, and one
maybe.
Thing, thank you so much for calling in. I think this might be your first time caller, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. I know how busy your days get and even evenings get, so I really appreciate you taking the time. I hope that you take another moment and call back on another Wednesday and share with us, okay?
Sure, all the time, whenever
okay.
needed. I always be inspired to
all
speak.
Right.
Thank you, brother.
I've interviewed you many times on the radio, so I greatly appreciate you taking this moment. You know, we've been speaking about evolving the dream. So, you know, here asking somebody who could sit back and say, you know what, I've accomplished this, I've accomplished that, I'm good. But, you know, that drive to keep going is real. And one thing that Chief Odelani said that I hadn't thought about was a lot of times when he's driving and he's, you know, feeling driven, it's not just for him, but it's for the idea that our community in the United States needs these accomplishments. So, you know, they're almost like saying they're not my accomplishments, they're the community accomplishments, and the community needs me to push harder. That's pretty heavy. You know, I tend to think spiritually like that. You know, the universe needs these prayers, or love's in need of love today. But, you know, the idea that our accomplishment goes towards the collective definitely would make me work a little harder, even when I was tired, to just be able to say, hey, this was achieved. So, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are moving into our prayer section, my favorite part of the show. But, you know, I want to thank everyone for coming online and sharing their dream. You know, this isn't easy. This is not easy. A lot of times we might feel silly for dreaming like this, or feel not worthy of achieving what we have achieved within this dream. And so it took a lot of heart to come forward and say, no, I'm a dreamer, and this is how I live my dream. So I want to thank everyone for taking the time to share and to, you know, really expose themselves. Mama Khadija, do you have any last words for our dreamers out there tonight?
Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming.
And keep working and keep knowing that you are deserving and achieve
Amen.
It. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Amen. That is wonderful. Okay, I'm going to bring our prayer on the line. Our prayer. Let's see. Welcome.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
I'm going on mute. Please take us away.
Ashe. Egungun kiki egungun eguni kuran manfe awoku opipi. Oda sobu funle wo eguni ku batabango egunde bi abba fatori nelage egun ashede. Praises be to the mediums of the ancestors. Ancestors who have preserved the mystery of the featherless flight. You create the words of reverence and power. The drums of our ancestors announce the arrival of the ancestors. On the strong man, you spread your power. Ashe, Heavenly Mother, Father, God, and ancestors, thank you for waking us up this new day. Thank you for waking us up in our right minds. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to get it right, to try again, to give thanks for the sight of our eyes, to be able to hear with our ears, to touch with our hands. Thank you for your love, your guidance, and your protection. Thank you for our ancestors on whose shoulders and backs that we stand. We give you thanks and praises. We give you thanks and praises for our elders, our parents, our children, and our family. We do these things in honor, love, and respect and remembrance of you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Kapkun, kapkun, kapkun. Namaste.
Ashe.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.